everyone. Welcome back to Lounging with Lo, Disney Prince Part 2. I'm super excited to have you join me today on the Disney journey here at Lounging with Lo. I want to thank you guys for the amazing support and patience with me. I want you guys to not forget that you can connect with me on social media like Instagram, TikTok, and Facebook. And hey, feel free to please share my podcast with your friends and family on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Pandora, iHeartRadio, and Amazon Music. This, as I mentioned, is part two of the Disney Prince. Now, if you guys listened to part one, we talked about the princes that were born into royalty. Now, this one is going to be the ones that were either married into royalty or the characters that embody the qualities of a good prince based on Disney's set standards. As I mentioned in all these episodes, if any prince or that I mentioned, or any of the Disney characters I mentioned, you are not familiar with, I recommend that you take a pause from this podcast, go watch the respective films that they are a part of, because there will be some spoilers about their character and what they portray in the film. Let's talk about Captain Lee Shang from the film Mulan. Now, Captain Lee Shang is a beloved Disney male character that's representing the Asian culture. Now, he is portrayed as the son of General Lee, who held a prominent position in the Imperial Chinese Army. Although the details of his early life, which is Lee's, Shang, was largely remained unknown, he is described by his father as an outstanding student, a capable leader, and possessing comprehensive knowledge of military strategy and training. Now, following an encounter with Mulan, who was disguised as Ping, during which his life was spared, the Huns were trying to kill them, and Ping saved his life. Li Shang later saves her life after her identity is revealed. Now, if you guys remember from the Mulan section of the Disney Princesses, Mulan had to disguise herself as a male to save her father because her father was not well. And she kept the secret for a long time until she got injured. Li Shang and Mulan started to develop a romantic interest between the two of them, and they eventually lived their lives together in the second film of Mulan. Now, in the animated film, B.D. Wong lends his voice to the character for the dialogue, where Donny Osmond provides the singing voice in the sequence, "I'll Make a Man Out of You." Now, B.D. Wong is widely recognized for his role as Dr. George Hwang, who is a forensic psychiatrist and criminal profiler in the TV series Law & Order SVU, which is Special Victims Unit. Additionally, he is known for portraying Howard Weinstein, who is an assistant to a wedding coordinator named Frank, in the popular Father of the Bride movies. The next one we're going to talk about is Flynn Rider. Now, he's such an interesting character from the film Tangled. At first, he's a bit of a troublemaker, and he's also a thief with big dreams of wealth. I mean, what thief doesn't? But then he meets Rapunzel, and they embark on so many exciting adventures together. He talks about his life and falls for her as they spend more time together, especially when they see the beautiful floating lights. Now, I'm going to give you a little bit of a refresher here. So the floating lights, it means that when Rapunzel was taken as a child, you know, as a baby, the kingdom would bring up lanterns, and it would go so that it would be in a place where when she was there, she could be able to find them, and it would come back, and they would come back to the kingdom. So that's what that means. And Rapunzel has seen it from the tower every year on her birthday, and that's why she wanted to leave the castle, so she can be able to go to see the floating lights. Now, things get a little bit complicated between Flynn and Rapunzel, but in the end, he realizes that Rapunzel, it means more to him than anything else. They overcome challenges, he takes her back to her family, and they celebrate their love with a wedding. Yay! Zachary Levi. Did you guys know that this man can sing? I think he needs to do more musicals. But besides his singing talent, he's been in other movies and TV shows. So the latest one that he did was a biopic about Kurt Warner, which is named American Underdog. He's also known as Shazam, but he's widely known as Chuck from the 2007 Fox series Chuck. John Smith. Now, as I mentioned in the Pocahontas section of the Disney Princesses, John Smith is, again, a Disney character that is based on a real historical figure. We're going to talk about him in just a second. The Disney portrayal of John Smith, he's an English explorer and a sailor. But the movie depicts his arrival in the New World in 1607 in search of land, where he encounters Pocahontas during his explorations. Their clandestine meetings allow him to gain deep insight into her culture and customs in enriching their relationship. Despite the absence of the sought-after gold, John finds himself captivated by Pocahontas and her world. However, his growing affection is met with adversity, and he is accused for taking the life of one of Pocahontas' people, Kokoum, who wants to take Pocahontas by marriage. Now, leading to his arrest, Pocahontas intervenes and prevents his execution, but unfortunately, when trying to save the chief's life, he sustained a very severe injury that had forced him to go home, and ultimately leaving Pocahontas behind until their reunion in the sequel. Again, Disney portrays John Smith as a strikingly handsome figure with blonde hair and a strong athletic build, contributing to his appeal to as a leading male character in this film. Let's delve into the historical background of John Smith for just a few seconds here before we discuss the actor. John Smith was actually born on January 9th, 1580, in London, England. He received education in reading, writing, arithmetic, and Latin at a local school. He had a father who was a farmer that influenced his decision to not follow in his footsteps. Now, at the age of 13, John attempted to run away to become a sailor, because that's what he really wanted to be. But unfortunately, his father intervened and arranged for him to work as an apprentice to a local merchant. Upon reaching adulthood, he trained as a sailor and participated in English fighting against the Spanish in France by the sea in 1596, which resulted in a truce 2 years later. Following that truce, John lived in France and Scotland, where he immersed himself in books about war strategies and politics. And a Italian nobleman assisted him in honing his skills as a horseman and excelling in jousting. Jousting was a sport that two knights were on opposite sides with a long pole, and they would come together towards the middle to try and knock the knight off the horse. That's what jousting is. It's very common in like the medieval fairs or Renaissance fairs. If you have a chance to look at it, it's pretty cool. So let's talk about Mel Gibson. Mel Gibson is the actor who portrayed the voice for John Smith, and he's well known for being William Wallace from Braveheart and the director of the film Passion of the Christ. There's a sequence in this film that's not in the original, but so this was a deleted scene that they added in when they re-released it. He can sing. He's pretty good too. He sings a song called If I Never Knew You, and this is when John is in the tent waiting to be executed the night before, and Pocahontas comes in there to see him one last time. It's a great song, and he does a great job. Where Pocahontas is the very first film to hear him sing. Mel Gibson had turned down a lot of multiple roles that were given to him because of scheduling conflicts when he was filming Braveheart. I don't know if you guys knew that. There were lots of roles. You had to look it up. So the last prince we're going to talk about in our discussion is Aladdin. I saved him for last because he's really an amazing character. Aladdin is an orphan in the first film, but we then later discover in the third film, which is Aladdin the King of Thieves, that his father is actually alive. And, spoiler alert, he's the King of Thieves. Aladdin is called a street rat because he lives on the street of Agrabah and he has to steal food to eat. He then befriended a pet monkey by the name of Abu. He notices a woman who could not pay an apple to help a child because they were hungry. So he decides to help her and save her from the guards who were after her. Well, then he was falsely arrested for the attempted kidnapping, and then she had to tell him who she was. It was the Princess Jasmine. He was flabbergasted, like, wait, what? So, when he was in the dungeon waiting to be punished, he was tricked by an old beggar. So, he was tricked by him to go to the Cave of Wonders to go get a lamp for him. But the old beggar man, which was Jafar, decided to leave him in the Cave of Wonders because, you know, one less asset, right? Well, in the cave, he meets a genie. And the genie helps him out and helps him become a prince so that Jasmine can notice him because of the law. Now, if you remember from the princess episode, she can only marry a prince. That's the law. He does fall in love with her. but he's living a lie about who he really is. And it all comes back later when it's revealed by Jafar. And after returning from the ends of the earth, he defeats Jafar and saves Agrabah. Even after everything he did and loves Jasmine, he still gave her up because of the law. Well, I mean, you know, everything decided to change. The Sultan decided to change the law. It's like, you know, you want to marry him, go on and marry him. So she chooses him. And they live together forever. Now, we had to thank Scott Wanger, Brad Kane, Dennis Akitans, and Mina Massad in portraying Aladdin. Scott and Brad are in the animated film. Now, if you didn't know, as I did, Scott Wagner is Steve from Full House. And Fuller House. I thought his voice sounded familiar. I'm like, wait a minute, why does that voice sound familiar? Oh my gosh, it's Aladdin. Now, Scott became interested in acting in the third grade when an actor came in for career day. Scott also held a part-time job as a youth correspondent for Good Morning America in 1975. He then went to college at Harvard and graduated magna cum laude, majoring in English and minoring in French in June of 1998. Brad Kane, who provides the singing voice for Aladdin in the animated film, at the age of 11, he participated in the Very Special Arts Festival, which is a benefit for disabled children, and allowed him to sing in the Kennedy Center and to the First Lady Nancy Reagan in the White House. Dennis Akitans played him in the Once Upon a Time series and Mina Massad in the live-action remake. Now, we're going to talk about the live-action remakes later on in the series of Disney, so be patient with me. We're going to talk about those. But guys, that's it. That's all the princes in the franchises that are well-known, but I'm sure there are a lot more that we can discuss. I hope you have learned a lot and enjoyed as much as I have about the actors who brought the voices to our lives. I want to thank you for joining me on this discovery. Please join me next time as we talk about the infamous Disney sidekicks. You don't want to miss on that. Thank you guys so much. Have a good rest of your day, and let's lounge together. Bye, guys.